I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, May 19th. A new report shows that recent cuts in funds from Ohio's Medicaid budget will force nearly 290,000 Ohioans off the program in the next decade and threaten the closure of 31 hospitals and clinics in Ohio. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports.
Democratic Representative Ashley Bryant-Bailey says nearly 200,000 Ohioans have already lost care because of Medicaid cuts, with another 290,000 likely to be removed from Medicaid in the next decade.
That means real people in our communities are being pushed out of the healthcare system. And when that happens, everything else starts to break down.
The report from the group Protect Our Care says 31 hospitals, clinics, and providers are at risk of closing or are announcing cuts that will increase stress on emergency rooms, and rural patients will have to travel to get medical care. Republicans who have pushed for the changes say they're working to reduce Medicaid fraud, something Democrats say is not widespread. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
How do you help kids and their families better understand and connect with nature? Invite them to help save it. WYSO's Nick Hirkman brings us this story as part of our Climate Solutions coverage.
Over the last several months, the sixth grade class at the Dayton Regional STEM School, Five Rivers Metro Parks, and other partners have been working together to develop ways to strengthen the region's wetlands. Grace Deitch is Director of Conservation for Five Rivers Metro Parks.
Wetlands play an important role in stormwater management, clean water, and it's an increasingly rare habitat. You know, in Ohio alone, and I think it's the same stat for across the country, we've lost over 90% of our wetlands.
Deitch and other MetroParks employees and partners visited the school on May 6th to see research and presentations from the students. The presentations will inform a restoration project at Cox Arboretum MetroPark. As part of the project, students visited Cox Arboretum to see the wetland environment and learn more about the ecosystem they'd be helping to protect. Doug Tallamy, New York Times bestselling author of Nature's Best Hope, visited the school and spoke to the students. So did Kara Maynard of Deeply Rooted Landscapes, a native plant landscaping company. Sixth grader Janaya Gaston said she had fun working on the project with her friend Olivia Breen.
My favorite part was when me and Olivia were doing research, we would just start singing random songs and mess around. And
that was the funnest part.
Focusing somehow.
Sarah Paul, a sixth grade social studies teacher at the school, said the project has motivated students to make a difference.
They've been talking a lot about wanting to build their own wetland and build their ecosystem in their own backyard. And so we were able to partner with Five Rivers again, and we got a bunch of native plant seeds, and a lot of kids have been taking them home and planting those. So we're really excited to see them kind of flourish and be excited about making the world a better place.
For WYSO News, I'm Nick Hirkman.
A new report from an Ohio environmental group says the state should use the rapid expansion of data centers to expand renewable energy generation. For the Ohio Newsroom, WOSU's Katie Genius reports.
Save Ohio Parks wants the state to require data centers to meet or offset energy demand with solar and wind power, require water efficiency measures, and report publicly on water use. The organization also wants Ohio to place a moratorium on approving more data centers until more measures regulating them are adopted. Save Ohio Parks board member and lead report author Rachel Cutsley says state policymakers have to make a choice.
On our current path, the data center boom will lock us into a fossil fuel economy with higher energy bills, more air pollution, and more contamination from fracking.
Ohio now has more than 200 data centers. Katie Genius from the Ohio Newsroom.
The May primary was the first election in which a four-day grace period for mail-in ballots was eliminated. That means that most mail-in ballots in Ohio had to be received at the boards of elections by the end of Election Day. Official numbers showing how many voter ballots were affected aren't in yet. But State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports that the state's chief elections officer who pushed for that law was one of them.
A spokesman for Secretary of State Frank LaRose confirms he voted overseas when deployed with his Ohio Army National Guard unit. But Ben Kendall says LaRose cast a provisional ballot on Election Day after discovering his mail-in ballot hadn't arrived yet. Democratic Senator Bill DeMora says LaRose had an advantage to be able to vote that way that many military members didn't.
Frank Morose, who pushed for this, got to have his cake and eat it too.
A 2023 law shortened the grace period for military and overseas ballots to arrive at boards of elections from 10 days to 4. The 4-day window for everyone but those voters was cut this year. DeMora thinks all mail-in voters need more time, not less, but says Republicans are unlikely to change that. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Look for another warm and humid day today. Highs mid to upper 80s with a chance of some scattered rain this morning or this afternoon. And then a better chance of some strong to maybe severe thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. Rain chances will continue early on Wednesday and then a cool down for Wednesday and for Thursday and Friday. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Mike Fraser.